As long as there's Cuba, there will be salsa music. And as long as there's salsa, there will always be Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz is the subject of the latest installment of our series, Turning the Tables. We've been reinterpreting the history of popular music by putting women front and center. But you hardly have to do that with Cruz. Her extraordinary career lasted more than 50 years. Before she died in 2003, she released dozens of albums, won numerous awards, including 2 Grammys, and earned the title Queen of Salsa. Cruz was Cuban, and she always embraced her and salsa's African roots. And Afropop legend Angelique Kidjo embraced her right back. She recently released an album of Celia Cruz songs. Then Kidjo sat down with Felix Contreras, host of the NPR podcast Out Latino, to talk about the enduring impact Celia Cruz had on her career and life.
The first time I heard Celia Cruz was on the album with Johnny Pacheco, the Blue Album where Kimbara was on it. La rumba me está llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy, que se espere un momentico, mientras canto un guaguanco. Then it hits me that women can do salsa and can sing salsa too. So she came to perform in Africa, and I happened to be one of the few that went to see her because I wanted to see with my own eyes that it was a woman, because till then, for me, salsa has always been a male endeavor. Because in Africa, we love salsa, and every salsa group was only male guy.
Wow.
So for me, it was like, a woman singing salsa, I want to go see it for myself.
So this is in 1974 when she went to perform with the
yep.
Fania All-Stars in Zaire.
Yeah.
Which was a very, very big deal for not just Celia, but for all of the Fania All-Stars, because they were taking, like you said, they were taking salsa, which has African roots. They were taking the Afro-Cuban music back to Africa, and the reception, when you see there is a film made of that concert,
mm-hmm.
and when you see the reception, it was like Africa was welcoming her.
Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. Celia Cruz, s'il vous plaît.
Para Africa.
Oh yeah, we love her so much in Africa. We love salsa so much. So, I mean, Africa has always been something really close to Celia. In her earlier career, she has never shied away from her African roots. And I was fortunate in the late 80s, early 90s, that a friend of mine, a journalist, a radio journalist called Remy Kolpakopu, we call him RKK, and every time we'll do an interview, he always asks me, choose 3 or 4 songs that you want to play on this show. And I always pick a song from Celia. And one day he called me and said, Celia is coming to play in Paris. And it was around 7-something p.m. and I was already in front of my TV in my PJs. And I said, what? Celia in Paris? She said, you want to meet Celia or not? I said, this is not a joke. If it's a joke, I will hate you forever. He said, no, you start getting dressed while you're talking. You're missing an opportunity. So we arrived there, and all the musicians were already on stage. She was alone in the dressing room, and I think Remy called ahead, and she knew we were coming. So we came in, and then, of course, Remy knew Celia. They start speaking Spanish, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, what about me? And then he introduces me, and then Celia said, called me, mi hermana africana, mi hermana. And then that was I couldn't even talk anymore. And I couldn't speak Spanish, even though I understand a lot of it. I couldn't speak. And I said, I love your song, Kimbara. She said, really? And I go, Kimbara, 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 Kimbamba, Kimbara. And then she go, oh, you know the song? You're going to sing with me on stage? I say, yes. I thought she was joking. And then she called me on stage. And I'm never going to forget the face of her husband's face. I mean, the face he made.
Pedro
because
Knight.
But he didn't know. Yeah. He didn't know. So he said she invited me, and the husband just looked at me like, what in the world is this circus? And Celia said something to him, and he goes, okay, if you say start the song, I'm starting the song. So I went on stage, I go, Kimbara, 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 Kimbamba, Kimbara, 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 Kimbamba, hey, mama, hey, mama. and I start my porridge of Spanish singing. She was cracking up laughing. She was laughing so hard. And I look at her and I say, Angelique, what are you doing? You're making a fool of yourself. So I say, okay, I'm done. And I give her back the microphone and run off stage.
I would suspect that there are some people, whenever you're going to say, okay, we're going to redo some Celia Cruz music, there are some people who would say, no, don't touch it, because it's perfect the way it is,
mm-hmm.
right? But did you have any concerns about that going into this project?
No, because I never wanted to be Celia. I wanted to give back what Celia gave me, the strength for me to be a woman in the music business. She gave me that strength. She gave me the endless possibility that what we women decide to do, we can do. We're still talking about the Me Too movement today. We're talking about women's rights. We're talking about women empowerment. But we are our own worst enemy, because we're always doubting of our capacity, our possibilities, our challenges, and our skills. Men don't question twice when you give them a position, a high position. They embrace it and take it. We're still in this position where, because we have been raised like that, to be subdued, to be wives, to be the one that cares, but never think about ourselves, to be at the forefront of any decision, of any managerial position, or just lead the world, we always doubting our own power. And Celia have said to me, by going on stage and saying, Azúcar.
Azúcar, Azúcar.
The way she dressed, everything about Celia is self-determination and self-affirmation. You can be whoever you want to be. You just have to have the courage to embrace yourself. Don't mind what people have to say. You got to be who you want to be. Because if you have to listen to everybody, my grandmother told me that if you let people talk about you and make you make decisions based upon what they are saying, you let people define you, you're never going to have a life. So Celia was me, for me, not just the talk that my grandmother gave me, but the exemplification of it. The existence of define yourself, tell your own story, stand for who you are, be proud of who you are, and just move into the world, walk elegantly, walk with power, walk with dignity, walk with azúcar, with joy and panache.
That was Angelique Kidjo and NPR's Felix Contreras on the enduring influence of Celia Cruz.